Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. I'd like to rule myself out of the Australian cricket coaching.
Well, I was just about to ask if you're interested.
Justin.
Oh, I think it's terrible. I really think it's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, keep going.
Couldn't handle the Tim Payne thing. Never did due diligence on that. And now this is just, you know, I reckon Nick Hockley has a bit of a clock ticking on him right now.
Okay, I have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's start it now.
Okay.
Nick Hockley, right? Englishman running Cricket Australia.
Yes.
What if he's an English plant? What if the English Cricket Board have planted him to ruin Australian cricket?
Yep.
All right? He would have got a great reference from them when he applied for the job, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Glowing reference. And then they pinched Justin Langer.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Who do you think should get the job? Who do you reckon? Really?
I would have said Ricky Ponting should get the job, but they could never pay him enough.
Well, Ponting would be ideal. Couldn't think of anyone better, but I don't think he wants it. He's making enough money with Channel 7 and also coaching IPL.
I reckon they'll give it to Andrew McDonald as well. So Andrew McDonald might end up being known as the Tim Nielsen of Australian cricket coaches.
Tim Nielsen?
Yeah, he's a blast from the past, people.
Wow.
Tim Nielsen is the Redbacks high performance manager.
Is he right? Okay.
Yeah, high performance. That's on his door as you go in. And like, we haven't seen high performance since David Hooks was around.
Yes. Well, wow, what a play he was. So, South Australians, you haven't had a good record coaching Australia. Nielsen, Lehman?
No. Oh, Buffer,
so, right. Jason Gillespie, you're ruling out of the equation.
He was never in the equation. Good God.
Great with the strikers, not so good Sheffield Shield record.
And all he would do was tell them that he's 200 against a pop gun attack.
Right. Okay. We just spent 2.5 minutes talking cricket. We're supposed to be talking tech. Let's talk about iPhones, iPads, and top of the range Samsung devices. What do you got?
Apple will announce. March the 8th, they're going to hold an event there for the iPhone, a brand new iPhone SE, which is their budget iPhone, which will cost people about $670. So they will replace the internals on it, give it a new camera, let it connect to the 5G network, an updated iPad Air as well. The Air sits between the normal iPad and the iPad Pro, so very great device. That's about $800-$900 for that. Most people just need the normal run-of-the-mill iPad. So they're going to refresh those lines. Samsung tomorrow will announce the Galaxy S22 as well. So if you want to buy any of those devices, just hold off and wait. And I'll tell you all about them here. But we'll talk about the new Samsung device next week.
Righto then. Let's go to Gmail, a new interface. Big improvement?
Big improvement on there as well. Because it's a bit claustrophobic at the moment. And I always get people to go, you know, I don't like using Gmail on my web browser. But Gmail, I've got to say, does the best job with spam out there. There is no competition for it. But everything's a bit suffocated on it, which draws your eyes away from your email inbox as well. So they're going to spread everything out, put the things you don't use in a hamburger menu on the side, which will be quite good. And people have got to remember, again, Gmail is great for getting rid of spam on there as well. And if you've got a regular email account, you can get Gmail to go out and check your Optus account, your Big Pond account, send and receive from those, and they'll filter all that spam as well. I love Gmail.
Nice use of hamburger there too in the tech talk. So is that an actual legitimate tech terminology, or did you just make that up?
No, that is a legitimate.
That's what it's called, hamburger menu.
So where you've got the horizontal lines that run it under each other, three or four, that's called a hamburger menu.
Is that right?
Yes, there you go.
You've learned something every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be using that today. I'm going to tell everyone, oh, there's something wrong with my hamburger menu. Have you noticed how good the hamburger menu is? Do you want fries with that? Sorry, that's lame, and I shouldn't have even gone there. That's the oldest joke in the world when you're talking hamburgers. Right, let's finish with Spotify. How many users does... Because they've been in the news lately with the Joe Rogan podcast and Neil Young taking his music off. How many users do they actually have? How big is it?
406 million users. They were actually up 18% year on year for the last quarter of last year. They had an operating loss of $69 million on revenues of $2.7 billion for that quarter. Spotify have actually never made a dollar since day one. They've made a loss every quarter since they've been around. And we've also got to remember that Spotify actually pay less to their artists than Apple Music do and YouTube Music as well. So it's very interesting at the moment, I think, the way Spotify are going. But never made a dollar since day one. Try operating a business like that in Australia.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Neil Young's what you would consider a left-leaning liberal, and Joe Rogan is a right-leaning conservative. Yes. So you can understand why Neil pulled his music out of there, but aside from that, he's not making much money out of Spotify anyway. So
No, he's not. I was talking to somebody the other week, and that had it's less than a cent a play.
Right. So unless you're like, you know, one of the big stars, if you're like Kanye or Taylor Swift, for example, you're not going to make much money out of it at all if you're an artist.
No, not at all. And I think it's got to get to a certain level before they actually send you or transfer. I was going to say, send you a check. They don't have checks anymore. So, you know, before they actually go along and do that and send it all out. But you know, how many people under 30 would know who Neil Young was anyway?
How many people under 30 would know what a check is?
Yeah, exactly right. So, yeah, the people out there scratching their heads right now.
A check?
Going, God, we've had hamburger menus. We've had checks. We've had Neil Young.
We've had Tim Nielsen.
Tim Nielsen.
All right, that's all good. So, anyway, news on the new Apple and Samsung gear next week, right?
No, Apple will be March the 8th. It'll be all Samsung next week. So all
Samsung.
The Android fans will be very excited about this.
All right, thanks for that. And you can check out all of that information and heaps more on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Aaron.